This is Fresh Air. The rock trio Haim played its first concert 20 years ago among the salamis in Cantor's Deli in their hometown of Los Angeles. In 2020, Haim would have headlined Madison Square Garden were it not for the coronavirus. Now the three Haim sisters have released their third album, Women in Music Part 3, and it includes songs about depression, loneliness, and dealing with condescending journalists. Rock critic Ken Tucker has this review.
You did me so bad when I was in the moment. Well, I didn't understand. Ooh, yeah, you did me so harsh. Left me low with my high heels in the parking lot. Always thought I'd see it coming, but I don't. Gotta leave the engine running in the front seat in my mama's winter coat.
Haim's Women in Music Part 3 features songs that radiate a sunniness so strong you'll think your ears are burning. Or maybe they're burning because you think Haim is talking about you. Take, for example, a great song like the one I'm about to play called The Steps. It gets at the way you sometimes wish the person you love would understand you better, which leads you to wonder how much you really understand or love that person. The Steps has a guitar sound and a mood that reminds me of Fleetwood Mac around the time of Tusk, one of the greatest LA albums. The Haim sisters, Danielle, Esty, and Alana, are creatures of Los Angeles, creating songs meant to be blasted loud in your car as you try to time all the green lights along Sunset Boulevard. It's no surprise, therefore, that they include a new song called Los Angeles, or that at various times their sound evokes such L.A.-rooted musicians as Crosby, Stills & Nash, Linda Ronstadt, and the Bangles. There's a sharp, cutting song about a sexist dude interviewing the band called Man from the Magazine. It's yet another example of Haim's Laurel Canyon pop, with what amounts to a Joni Mitchell impersonation in the vocal and a guitar riff straight off Joni's album Blue.
Question is that, what did you really want me to say back? What's going on behind those dark glasses? Is this what you think of making it passes? Wondering which door could get me out fastest. When I tell it now, I don't want to hear it is what it is. It was what it was. I don't want to hear it is what it is. It was what it was. You don't know how it feels. Expect me to deal with it till I'm perfectly numb. But you don't know how it feels.
The sonic range on display here is both impressive and intriguing. I'll give you two contrasting examples. On All That Ever Mattered, the band goes intentionally crazy, distorting the vocals, replacing the naturalistic drum sound with programmed beats, and offering a squawking guitar solo that made me think of yet another Angelino, Frank Zappa.
So what is it like now that you don't have me?
never mind, don't tell me. Do you think about all the things I did to you? Do you think about how to get me back when you remember that to me?
In contrast to that, here is I've Been Down, which sounds like an electrified piece of folk music. It has a simple and great melodic hook and a terrific drum sound from Danielle, spongy and sticky, yet propulsive.
I've been running around town, feeling up and down, taped up the windows at the house, but I ain't dead yet. Would you even pick me out in the crowd? 'Cause I can't recognize myself now, and I'm turning away hell.
There's a couplet in the Steps that compresses all the tension Haim creates in the best music on this album. The lines are, "Do you understand? You don't understand me, baby." As the speaker, heartbroken, answers her own question, it's the dark emotional space between those two lines that all the sunny music on this album has been created to illuminate.
Ken Tucker reviewed the new album from the trio Haim called Women in Music, Part 3.